or CEF Mobile.
We're HKX Mobile.
For CEF Mobile, how you doing, Patrick?
How was your day?
I'm on my way home. How about you?
Still got several stops to go.
Gotta get wet then.
Looking at that.
A truck started driving down the road. It started raining here on 85 right at 290.
That's the way I'm heading.
Pretty rough clouds back there. There's water coming out of the sky and they don't know how to drive.
Well, it's foggy out here on Wade Hampton.
Imagine.
For people getting hurt, it would almost be comical.
Distractions nowadays.
With your 10-inch touchscreen in the center of the vehicle.
Keep adding more. We got cars coming out now that don't even have a gas gauge. It's just one screen all the way over to another screen, and they just keep adding more and more.
Hey, is it being able to not look at it and reach over and count the buttons? Those are long gone.
Definitely right about that. You know, even... They try to add stuff like hand gestures and whatnot. I know some of my, like my wife's car, he had that. And it's just, I don't know. It doesn't do a very good job, so then you got to look anyway. She's just distracted anyway.
Here for a while, they'll be driving herself. It won't matter. You'll be all distracted you want to.
See, if we ever get that figured out, it would actually be safer because, you know, people just don't know how to drive. If you take the human factor out of it, it might actually work.
How I feel about that? Well, I do know how I feel about it, but good. I want to let that go yet, let's put it that way.
I don't, you know, besides just in the mornings when it's quiet and I'd love to go and take a nap, that'd be about it, but then I probably wouldn't wake up on time to walk in the plant, so I think that idea is out.
Your bed just raises up and drives you to work and then wakes you up when you get there.
Like George Jetson, where, you know, you just take him out of bed, put him in the shower, and dress him. I'd be good to go then.
Down a conveyor belt.
Where's that technology at?
The other radio.
Who's that? I got APRS running on the second VFO.
No.
Okay, yeah, I know you're talking about. That's my favorite CB-er.
At lunchtime, he comes on, and then he'll come back on in the afternoon.
I don't understand that. I mean, I don't know where his enjoyment comes from. Just talking to himself for hours on end and just having people fuss at him that he probably can't hear anyway because, you know, I mean, if he's putting out that much power, the people that can hear him are probably too far off half the time. I mean, it don't make any difference.
Well, I don't get into that. I mean, it's just funny to listen to some of this stuff these guys do over there. And then I don't know where they get their three-digit call sign from. I don't know what they're doing there.
Search it at one point. I mean, it's, you know, some groups assign theirs, and I think people just make them up, and I don't know. It's some weird stuff. So I meant to ask you yesterday, you got your phone call. So how are you, you said your antenna will do 10 and 11 meters. Are you using a switch on two different antennas, or did you buy one that is, will do both, basically, not resonant, but you know what I mean? The SWR is low enough on both bands.
SWR is low enough on both bands. It's just under 2.
How did you mount it on your antenna? I mean, your mirror.
Hey, mirror.
I do, instead of having two different antennas, because... I mean, the Fire Stick's not a great antenna. It's a very compromised antenna on, you know, on 10 meters. And even on 11, you know, I think I got the Wilson on top of the truck. I mean, neither one of them are going to be great antennas, but they'll get the job done. It might be worthwhile to invest in another antenna that will work on both bands instead of trying to flip back and forth.
A link to the one I got here in a little while. And that way you can look at it. it works for me, so. It's, like I said, it's a compromise, though. It's not the greatest, but it does what I needed to do in here.
I do on my way home when I first got the radio for 10 meters. So the one I've got's got different channels, and I would set one of them to 28.074, and you could just flip over to that and listen for a minute on upper sideband. And if you heard the FT8, you knew that, you know, 10 meters was probably open, and then you can go to the single sideband portion.
Here, you can go in and program what you want and do the bands on it, the band limit. I think it's got like 7 or 8 bands on, or 9, I can't remember. I have to go back and look.
Similar, but the memories are really weird. Like, you got channel 1B, obviously, but then it's got the same channels on every band. So if you go to the 10-meter band and you flip over to, if you don't know the channels and you flip over to frequency, if you change that frequency there, that channel will be permanently changed until you change it back. So it doesn't have like a default or anything. It's just, so if you're on channel 10 and you scroll it up to, you know, 28.400, it's going to be on 28.400 until you change it back.
That way, like I said, it just, I got a little switch you flip for band, and then you got an in-between and a VFO band, and then you got 10 bands you can set band limits. Like, I think it goes all the way up to 12 meter or maybe 15, I can't remember, 10 through 15. So I'd have to go back and look at all of it. I always just use it for 10 and then the CB when I'm traveling.
I'll have to find me a dual band antenna, and that way I can do both, and we'll try out 10 meters again and see if we can make contact.
It didn't say it was a dual meter or dual band dual meter, but it worked, so that's all I did. And you can get different lit shafts for it, a short one, intermediate, and then a long one to kind of change things too. So it's got several different tuning options for it.
We'll get you a whip, but apparently nowadays kids will put a whip on a truck but not actually have a radio or anything attached, so it's just cool to have a whip. I didn't know that was a thing.
Do that, and then they cut the coax off of it, and or if it's got it, if they're using a mag mount, they just cut the coax off of it, and they mount the little tennis balls up there so it dangles in the air for them.
That one out at all. I don't know. I don't understand it. You see these guys, they'll put like 4 or 5 tennis balls on it, and the whole whip will just be like leaned over due to the weight and the wind resistance on it. It's like, what are you thinking? But apparently it's a cool thing to go, because my son at Boy Scouts, there was one of the older boys had a whip on the back of his truck. So obviously I asked him, I'm like, so do you have a radio in your truck, or you just put the whip on there for play? And I was joking, and he's like, oh, it's just on there for looks. And I was just like flabbergasted by that. KO4CF.
I'm going to have to clear out. I'm at my next stop. You be careful on the way in, and maybe I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, I ain't got a little bit longer on my trip, so we'll talk at you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
W1RPG, stroke 4, WE1M. RPG, WE1M. RPG, WE1M.